Good morning. Thank you, James. That was awesome. Thought-provoking and reminder how much God loves us and how it's unrelenting. That's pretty awesome. Before we get into our praise reports and prayer requests, Hank, you'll be praying this morning? Who's praying?
Keith.
Okay, Keith. All right, thank you. So after you're done... All right, do we have any visitors here for the first time? We'd like to recognize you and honor you this morning. Any in the overflow? No? Okay, all right. So why don't we go ahead and start with our prayers and praises that we are asking of God and giving to Him, too. We'll start on this side.
I'm Lori, and a few of you probably already know this. Daryl and I lost a close friend of suicide in the plan this week. I'd like to pray for the Hughes family. He had some children, and so I'd just like to pray for the children and also his girlfriend that found him. I don't know her name, but it's been pretty sad, and I'd like everybody to know mental health is real.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else? Shar?
I've asked y'all to pray for the McClendon, Melinda. She passed away yesterday, so if y'all could remember the McClendon family. And also Rhonda Blackman, she is a mother of one of my old coworkers. She had a kidney removed about 3 weeks ago. She has a really bad infection, so she's back in Kansas City. So if y'all could remember Rhonda Blackman.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sean. Okay. Any others on this side? Okay. Back row.
With everything that's going on in this world today, I think we ought to keep everyone in prayer.
Amen. How about anyone from the overflow? Oh, back row.
My name's Bonnie, and I have a friend named Pam that I went to school with. Anyway, her little brother... he's been hospitalized for a long time. I was able to go home, but he has a serious UTI infection in his kidneys, and he needs a whole lot of prayer.
What's his name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Alton Atkinson.
Okay, anyone from the overflow? No? All right, we'll go to this side. Prayer requests, praise reports. Miriam.
First to praise, we got to be with Bobby and Lloyd Woolen yesterday, and they're doing really well, and it was such a delightful day and always so precious. And I'd also like to give thanks for the 41 students at Colcord that were at the FCA huddle on Wednesday. And I don't care, they came for the pizza, they heard the word, mm-hmm. and I'm thankful to Ridge Chapel for supporting that huddle. And at the Kansas huddle, there were 23 kiddos, and heard a powerful message there too. So it's just such an honor to be part of that. And I'd also like to lift up our country, and specifically all the allies that we have that are feeling the same thoughts about Iran and their freedom. And being willing to say they need our help, and they need to see the love of God. And Iran is the fastest place in the world, they believe, with conversions to Christ. So just praying for those missionaries in that country and those Christians that are upholding the word of God.
Mm-hmm. And it's bringing the church over there out from under the ground. They are coming out in droves, which is pretty awesome. God's still moving.
Lynn, Beth, just unspoken requests.
Okay. Anyone else over here?
I just love doing these things, and I'm really excited for this. This is a praise. So for clarification, I collect these realistic baby dolls who I do call my children. And I am happy to say I am going to be adopting another child in April, a African-American boy named Miguel. So I hope to bring him to church when he arrives.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay.
My name's Nathaniel. I asked for prayer for a friend of mine named Carter Boffman, and he with housing, and he's currently, he wasn't able to get housing by the time that his current rent ran out, and long, complicated situation, but he's currently living inside of the diesel mechanic shop that he works at. It's his boss is really nice, but it's not a healthy situation. I could pray that housing would be found and that things would work out, but honestly, I talk to him, and I would rather pray for his spiritual health. He's not doing great mentally, and it's hard on him, so just keep him in your prayers.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, and I think we should definitely add the prayer as a result of today's sermon, that we may come to know the length, the width, the height and the depth of God's love that he lavishes on us every moment. Let's remember that and let's pray for that too. That we can recognize it and give him praise for it too. All right, let's have our prayer song.
Father, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts because of the message that we've received today, the encouragement that was given to us today about your love for us, for each one of us as an individual, the way you continue to reach down and touch each of our lives and draw us closer to you. Lord, we just thank you and love you, and we praise you for James as he shared with us today. And Father, we want to remember Lori's friend, a difficult time. We just pray, Father, that encouragement can be given to those who are needing it. We pray for Lori as she deals with it as well. We just pray, Lord, that you can bring healing to each one of their lives. And for Charlo's friend, Belinda, family, we just pray for them as she has passed away. We just pray, Father, that they can seek you for the strength that they'll need to be able to deal with the situation. And we just know that you're there for them and that just need to seek you. And for Rhonda Blackman, who has had a kidney removed but now is dealing with some infection in her body, we just pray, Lord, that the doctors, as they work with her, can come up with a solution to take care of the infection that she has, that she might be restored to good health. And for Bonnie's friends, I believe his name was Alan, we just pray that you can be with him. Just give him the strength that he needs. Be with those around him, that they can be an encouragement to him, that they can lift him up and strengthen him. And we're glad to hear that Bobby and Lloyd are doing well. We just thank you for them, those of us who have known them for quite a while. We appreciate them for the strength that they show in their lives as they serve you. And Father, for the FCA, it's good news to hear Kansas and the Concord huddles are doing well, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to be with them. We pray that you'll be with those who are guiding and directing each one of those, and for Marion as she is involved in both. We just pray, Lord, that you can strengthen the young people who are there in those groups. And Father, for Lynn's unspoken this morning, we just pray that you can be with that. We know that you already know what that is. And we just pray, Lord, that you can guide that person and be with Lynn, that she feels comfortable knowing that you're in charge and you're taking care of it. And for Eden's new friend that's going to be coming in the near future, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her as she welcomes her new friend. And we just look forward to the time that we can share with her. And Father, we do pray for our country. We pray for those who are in important positions. We just know that we do have some there who are Christian people, who are in important places, and they're seeking to do your will, Lord. And I just pray that you can give them the strength to continue on as they do those tasks. And we pray for the police and the firemen and our military. In another stressful time, Father, we just pray that you can be with each of them. I want to pray for Mark Wayne Mullins, as he's been given a new position in the covenant, in the president's cabinet. We just pray, Lord, that he can use his Christian wisdom as he goes forward in that job that he has taken on. And we just pray that you can give him the strength that he'll need. And we pray for Nathan's friend, a young man in a difficult situation. We just pray for Carter and pray that that your strength, your love can enter into him and give him the strength that he needs to make the right decisions in his life for his own salvation. Father, we just pray that you can bring him close to you. And Father, Christine is not here this morning because she has a granddaughter that's sick and with the flu, and we just pray that you can be with the doctors as they work with that baby and care for it, that it might be able to recover quickly. And Lord, we just thank you for the way you look over us and take care of us. We pray, Lord, as we go throughout our days, that we can draw close to you and feel the love that you have for us and the love that we can share with others. Just thank you and love you, Father, for this opportunity today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.